On Friday afternoon, the province released its list of public sector employees who earn an annual salary of more than $100,000. There are more than 244,000 people on the list. This year, 68 City of Orillia staffers, up from 61 last year, have made what's become known as the Sunshine List. There are several dozen city staffers who now make above $100,000, topping the list once again among municipal employees this year is City Sow Gail Jackson, who earned $220,593.99 last year. Others from the municipality among the top local public sector earners in 2021 include Aminpreet Sidhu, General Manager of Corporate Services, City Solicitor, -$197,288.97 Andrew Skell, General Manager of Environment and Infrastructure Services, -$191,192.15 Ian Sugden, General Manager of Development Services and Engineering, -$189,758.88 Lori Bolton, Director of Human Resources, -$163,527.70 Brad Stoltz, Fire Captain, -$150,109.40 Glenn Higgins, Fire Captain, -$148,292.36 Jeff Balquil, Fire Captain, -$145,156.72 Tom England, Fire Captain, -$140,558.90 Brendan Davidson, Fire Captain, -$140,209.08 Greg Adams, Fire Captain, -$139,415.75 There are 131 people who work at Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, OSMH, on this year's list. That's down from 185 last year. President, CEO Carmen Stumpo leads the way among hospital staff, earning a salary of $280,508, almost $10,000 less than his 2020 salary, $290,169. Close behind is Nancy Merrow, the Chief of Staff and Vice President of Medical Affairs, who earned $257,839.82 in 2021, also significantly lower than in 2020, $270,890. Meanwhile, Dr. Charles Gardner, the Medical Officer of Health for the Simcoe-Muskoka District Health Unit, earned $372,928.50 in 2021. Dr. Lisa Simon, the Health Unit's Associate Medical Officer of Health, earned $346,428.19, while Dr. Colin Lee, also an Associate Medical Officer of Health, was paid $283,351.30. Donna Cripps, the Regional Lead Interim, Central Region, Ontario Health, and Chief Executive Officer Central, Central West, Mississauga Halton and North Simcoe Muskoka, earned $300,053.26 in 2021. Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care has 207 employees on the list, a jump from 189 last year. The Penetanguishene-based hospital was topped by Dr. Kevin Young, $446,040, Dr. Auckland Mishra, $407,960, and Dr. Plaban Ismail, $407,938. The Waypoint list also featured numerous program and department managers, pharmacists, registered nurses, psychiatrists and physicians. President and CEO Carol Lambie, who announced her retirement last year, was paid $383,652 in 2021. The Sow of Simcoe County, Mark Aitken, earned $288,226.98 last year. He is the highest paid among 271 County of Simcoe employees on the 2021 list. Aitken is followed by Health and Emergency Services General Manager Jane Sinclair, $236,849.86, Corporate Performance General Manager Trevor Wilcox, $225,821.84, Social and Community Services General Manager Gregory Bishop, $229,643.19, and Senior Counsel Marshall Green, $204,595.76. There are more than 2,000 Simcoe County District School Board employees on the 2021 Sunshine List. Director of Education John Dance tops the list at the public board with $245,288.61. Retired director Steve Blake earned $232,562.51 in 2021. Secondary teacher Karen Littlewood was next, $216,559.17, followed by Brian Jeffs, superintendent, who earned $210,253.72. There are 865 Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District School Board employees on the list. Almost double the number from 2020, 423. Topping the list is Director of Education Francis Bagley, who earned $264,161 in 2021. There are more than 5,375 OPP employees on the list. Those range from frontline officers to those working in supervisory and management positions throughout Ontario. The highest paid OPP employee is physician Andrew Reed, who earned $381,932.84 last year. Second is OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick, who earned $354,343.28, more than $30,000 above the previous year. Topping this year's provincial list is Kenneth Hartwick, President and CEO of Ontario Power Generation, who earned $1,628,246, in 2021, about $400,000 more than the previous year. The top overall four earners work at Ontario Power Generation. Since 1996, public sector organizations, including municipalities, have been required to disclose the salaries, names, and positions of employees paid $100,000 or more in a calendar year. You can check out the list here.